Greetings. I'm Matt Matthews, one of the pastors here at First Pres in Champaign, and I'm happy to welcome you to our media ministry. Join us in person. We're located at the intersection of Church and State Streets, adjacent to Westside Park in downtown Champaign. Our traditional worship service is at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning, and on most of those Sundays, we offer French translation. Our contemporary services on Sunday begin at 11:15 a.m. When you come to First Pres, what you'll find, what I hope you'll find, is a community of people who support each other and who are passionate about making a difference in our community and beyond. You'll find relevant teaching for children and adults. We have at least a dozen Bible studies and small groups, including pickleball. That's right, pickleball. Adult choir, a bell choir for all comers, and other programs and events designed to grow your faith and give you and me opportunities to serve. There's a place for you. I'm glad you tuned in. Our scripture this morning comes from Exodus chapter 16. I just love these Old Testament stories, and here's a great story. Listen for the word of the Lord. I'm beginning with verse number 2. The whole congregation of the Israelites complained against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. The Israelites said to them, "If only we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the flesh pots and ate our fill of bread. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "I am going to rain bread from heaven for you, and each day the people shall go out and gather enough for that day. In that way I will test them, whether they will follow my instruction or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather on other days." So Moses and Aaron said to all the Israelites, "In the evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your complaining against the Lord. For what are we that you complain against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you meat to eat in the evening and your fill of bread in the morning, because the Lord has heard the complaining that you utter against him, what are we? Your complaining is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the Israelites, 'Draw near to the Lord, for he has heard your complaining.'" And as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the Israelites, they looked toward the wilderness, and the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. The Lord spoke to Moses and said, "I have heard the complaining of the Israelites. Say to them, 'At twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall have your fill of bread, and you shall know that I am the Lord your God.'" In the evening, quails came up and covered the camp, and in the morning there was a layer of dew around the camp. When the layer of dew lifted, there on the surface of the wilderness was a fine, flaky substance, as fine as frost on the ground. When the Israelites saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Some of us have traveled into the wilderness. We have gone deep and far into the dark woods. We have hiked the open spaces of Montana or explored Yellowstone and been in the woods and the fountains there. Some have been on Nebraska's Platte River and seen the sandhill cranes there at the central flyway, how it's just covered with them. Some of us have been up and down and around in the Grand Canyon. Some have sailed the Chesapeake Bay or the Great Lakes. Some have set out from the shore and gone out to sea where the land has fallen away. Wilderness. We have been in the wilderness. We have touched and come up against the wilderness. Some of us have found pleasure in the wilderness, vacation, restoration even. And some of us know the feeling of being lost in the wilderness. The Hebrews find themselves today in a barren wilderness. They are hungry and they are afraid, and hunger and fear always spike anxiety. They've been wandering for 45 days since they've made the delivery, the passage over the Red Sea. A promised land has been promised. But when? Where? And this most haunting question of all, will we even make it? Some of us have been there in the wilderness. Some of us may be there right now. Consider these singular words drawn from our headlines of late. Election, pandemic, fire, riot, hurricane. Wilderness always makes us feel small, even overwhelmed, insignificant. The wilderness, you know what I'm talking about. A strained marriage, a sick parent, a dying friend, a job that is taking your life away. All rocks and rutted paths and shifting hot sand. Which is the way out? Which is the way up? Are we going to make it? The Hebrews were hungry and they were afraid. Look, Moses, if we were in Egypt, we'd be slaves. But there would at least be meat by the fires and water and bread. Look, Moses, we've escaped the death of the firstborn. The plagues didn't touch us, thanks be to God. We've escaped drowning in the Red Sea. We've escaped a Pharaoh's army that chased us with spear and sword and chariot across the open land. But now, here in the desert, we're going to die of hunger? Oh, Moses, Moses. The people are free, but they find what we find in freedom. Freedom is terrifying. Battered wives or husbands often say this. They opt not to leave an abusive relationship because they agree that I might be abused in this relationship, but at least I understand this relationship, or at least I know what to expect in this relationship. Freedom is scary. If I leave this relationship, I'll be out there all alone. I'd rather stay here. In Egypt, people often turn or often return to less than satisfying situations. We, people, you, me, we often return to less than satisfying situations, not because we like it, not because it's something we enjoy or it's the best thing for us, but it's because it's the only thing we've ever known. And the only thing more frightening than the known is the unknown. The wilderness, back in Egypt. Moses, we're going to turn around. Moses, we're going to go back to Pharaoh, and we're going to say, Pharaoh, we followed Moses, who was a little off. We didn't know it at the time, but he convinced us, and he was wrong, and so was Moses' God. We're going to return to you. We'd like to make a deal with you. We'll do whatever you say. Just please feed us. Please feed us. And Moses, we're sorry to leave you out alone here, but in Egypt, we understand that we have something to eat. This journey you're calling us to, Moses, you and your God, it requires more faith than we have. It requires more trust than we have. We've read these Old Testament stories. We've enjoyed them. And we know that God will save God's people. God always comes through in the end, also in the beginning and in the middle too. But the people fail to notice. We as readers notice this every step of the way. But we can imagine the people in the wilderness suffering, struggling, hungry, afraid, alone. We know that God is with them there and making provision for them. They don't know that. They don't know that. But we read these Old Testament stories and we always are pleased with their outcome. We know that God is going to deliver the people. In the morning, the ground would be covered with manna. Take what you need, only what you need. Hundreds of years later, Jesus would say, give us, Lord, this day our daily bread. Dew will fall for drink, We know that. We've read the story. In the evening, expect quail. You'll have meat to eat tonight. Didn't the Hebrew people know that God would provide? And the question for us, of course, is don't we know that God will provide? I'd say yes, of course we know. But that doesn't mean that we're not often afraid, that we don't often feel lost or bereft. It doesn't mean that we always carry in our hearts a sense of hope. But we do know, I think, that God is there for us and God will deliver. There are times, however, when the what ifs scare us to death. What if this? What if that? If we were in Egypt, at least we would have food. That's kind of like saying, and I've heard you say it, and I've said it myself, remember the good old days? Do you remember the good old days? I'd like to go back, to the good old days. But when we slow down and think about that for just one second, the good old days weren't good for everybody. Whole people were left out of the good old days. There was nothing good about those days for them. No, going back to the good old days is something we say when we're afraid, something we say when we feel lost in the wilderness. I want to go back. But God encourages us not to look back, but to look ahead. Look up. God is saying, don't get stuck in the past, but be alive in the present moment. God is saying, you belong to no nationality. You belong to me. We hunger and thirst. We hunger and thirst for righteousness. The promised land has been promised. When, though? Where? How long? Will we even make it? Edward Abbey, the naturalist and the great essayist, said that you can't study darkness by flooding it with light. The light turns the darkness off, and the things we can learn from darkness, we can no longer learn when we have our high beams on. You can't study darkness by flooding it with light. If we sit in darkness, our eyes will adjust. We will see things in the wilderness we did not see before. We'll see the lizard on the rock. We'll hear the treetops and the whooshing of their leaves in wind. If we sit in darkness long enough, our eyes will become accustomed to the light that exists. And through the leaves we might see the stars or the shadow cast by the moon. We can't study the dark by turning on the lights. If we pay attention to the darkness, if we sit quietly in the wilderness, we'll hear the quail coming into the high grass. God stands with us. God is with us when we are afraid. God will give us what we need. God hears our prayer. God answers our prayer. So the Breton fisherman setting out to a white-capped sea says, be good to me, dear Lord, for the sea is so wide and my boat is so small. That's what the wilderness does. It makes us feel small. But when we feel small in the wilderness, we notice God. We notice how big and how loving and how capable God is. To this God be all thanks and praise and honor forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining this podcast of First Presbyterian Church Champaign. Visit us at our campus at the intersection of Church and State Streets in downtown Champaign. And for more information, visit us online at www.firstpres.church. Have a great week.